Taking part in a theater production is a lot of hard work. The amount of lines and stage directions that need to be memorized can seem daunting. That's especially true for the less experienced cast members of the Young Performers Theater's production of Charlotte's Web. Some are as young as 7 years old.
Before long, you'll meet the animals. You'll also meet the others, both the animals and the people who will play an important part in the little pig's life.
But there's more to it than just memorizing lines like a robot. Director Zeke Blackwell says kids have to figure out how to express themselves and their characters on stage. It takes some trial and error.
Oh yeah, that was really fun. That felt good. That worked. Let's move that direction. Or that was weird and uncomfortable, and we didn't like the way that went, so let's try something else.
But Blackwell says the kids aren't here just to put on a show. They're learning how to be expressive, how to be confident.
They're learning how to listen. I think that's a really huge one. They're learning how to listen to other people, how to listen actively, and to develop understanding and empathy.
They're also learning what it means to be a good friend. Charlotte's Web is E.B. White's tale of the friendship between a pig named Wilbur and a spider named Charlotte. When Wilbur is sold to a new owner, he's placed in a barn where he's snubbed by other farm animals and is left yearning for companionship. The turning point is when he finds a friend in Charlotte. There are two casts. 17-year-old Abigail Fitzgibbon plays Templeton in the Radiant cast. Templeton is a self-serving rat who helps Charlotte and Wilbur in exchange for food. Fitzgibbon says the friendship between Wilbur and Charlotte isn't necessarily a strange one.
I think friendship can arise between any two people who need something and can find that something in each other.
When Wilbur learns he's intended for slaughter, Charlotte promises to help him by weaving messages praising Wilbur on the web, making him a renowned and valuable pig. Muriel Reed plays Charlotte in the Radiant cast. She says the story's focus on the importance of friendship has changed how she sees the theater friends she's made over the years.
Recently, me and one of my castmates have started this thing where we just say, "Guess what? I love you."
As Reed sees it, Charlotte is a maternal figure in Wilbur's life and a source of strength. But in the end, when Charlotte spins an egg sac containing 514 unborn children, she doesn't tell Wilbur that she's exhausted. She hides the fact that she's dying slowly. But Reed sees that as a flaw in Charlotte's character. She should have opened up to Wilbur in her time of need.
I think that's another thing in our society where people aren't able to talk because they think they're weak or that it will ruin their image. I think it's really important to take care of your friends, even if it's tough to do, even if it's tough to talk about hard things.
Director Zeke Blackwell agrees that the lessons in Charlotte's Web are applicable to people of all ages.
Sometimes we make these divisions between what is a children's story and what is an adult story, and we forget that the lessons that we learn as children are still relevant, are still important. We still need to understand as adults what it means to be a good friend, and perhaps even more so than when we're children.
Blackwell says the mission of the Young Performers Theater is to prepare children for adulthood through performance by teaching them to be compassionate members of society and leaders in community building. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa.